brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mr. Bongino for a long, long time. He is so interesting. Dan Bongino, Bongino.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. But I'm going to get him back for a full hour here in the near future so we can take phone calls from folks. He's a very interesting fella, and he can tell Secret Service stories that aren't classified. And I've got stuff like Maryland. They want they've got a rain tax and stuff. I mean, this is just shows the insanity. He's running for Congress there. You got cut off by the break. We only got 5 minutes here. You were getting into the, as an investigator, the forks in the road. And that's exactly what I've done with Congress people and other investigators and FBI people we've had on air. And you name it, is that in an investigation, there's no doubt there's a stand down. There's no doubt they're lying. And then you just have to look at the facts. It goes from bad to worse. But go ahead and complete what you were saying.
Yeah, and the nonsensical statements by the administration frankly, some of the folks in the, you know, in the upper ranks of the military who've said, well, we don't send people into, and these are not the rank and file military guys. These guys are really upset. They're the ones you're probably talking to. I know the ones that are calling me. These are the guys that wanted a response. That, you know, we don't send troops into, you know, the unknown. Really? Not that you already sent the ambassador and these three others that died, these patriots that died over there into the unknown. So you don't send our military and guys that want to go in to save them and protect them when their mission is to you know, wrap themselves in the flag?
Oh, I mean, it's total bull. As you said, the default, if a submarine sinks, they launch the submarine rescue crew. It's default. Or if the president's attacked, the Secret Service goes into action. Or the State Department has their units. It's just a total lie.
Folks, you know, you're being manipulated. I don't want to sound conspiratorial here or scare you, but there is a crop of people, this tyrannical group of insiders, crony capitalists, politicians who only care about the next election, consultant class folks, and elected officials, some from both sides, that their only interest is in preserving this system. Their only interest, I mean, why if we think about it, Frank Wolf's initiative to move this special select committee forward to get subpoena power on Benghazi, why hasn't everyone in Congress signed on to this? What, you don't want? That's because you don't want the answers. They don't want to tell you the truth. You're being manipulated to it.
Just like on NSA, it turned out Congress knew about it all, went along with it. They wanted to act like they didn't know. You know, they have a name for this. It's organized crime. It's a gang. But oh no, that can't. You know, there can't be gangs in our government. Yeah, there can. Historically, it's called tyranny.
Right, and Alex, if this NSA program was so fantastic, right, and it was worth collecting data on every single American, by the way, which is an absolute travesty. Don't tell me it's constitutional, okay? That is absolute hogwash nonsense. This program, well, why didn't we stop the Benghazi attack? You know, why didn't we stop the Boston attack? The answer is because this is just lazy bureaucratic ineffectiveness. And I'll tell you what, it's based on, too, just so people know, this whole metadata thing, it's based on a concept, folks, 34 years old. 34, the Smith versus Maryland case. The metadata that they were talking about in that case doesn't even really exist anymore. They are evaporating and eviscerating every single aspect.
Yeah, they're calling all of our privacy metadata when it has nothing to do with that, using that term to deceive people.
You know, I said to folks over and over again, here's what's going to happen. Let me paint a scenario for you quick here, because I wasn't an investigator. I saw this from the inside. You give government information, it's going to be abused. It is not a matter of if. It is only a matter of when. What's going to happen is they're going to need, say, target A to get to target B. Target A didn't do anything.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Yeah. 5 more minutes. We got to go to break. That's a short segment at the start of the hour. Come back and finish your story, and then we'll talk about the campaign briefly and the book that's coming out, and then let you go. And then, folks, I'm going to get into the travesty of foster care, the state-run agencies. Sevenfold, the Justice Department admits, more dangerous to be in foster care than in anybody else's custody. And all the kids that are dying from parents who are having their kids taken because they get caught with a joint. And then the kid's dead. The state kills them. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, coming up all over the country, it's happening all over the place in Austin. We didn't plan this. I wish I'd have known about it. I would have supported it. Overpasses for Obama's impeachment, nationwide protest. Are a huge success. We've got photos and video going up. Our reporters are out there right now. We had a reporter going home sick today and just saw these banner hangs and impeach Obama over the NSA. Very exciting. That's the type of message to send. Greenwald says NSA supporters exploiting terror threats to kill Fourth Amendment. Yeah, that's like saying a bear goes to the bathroom in the woods. Dead of night, Amber Alert scares Californians where they take over your phones and TVs turn on now. I mean, it's like out of Poltergeist or Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but it's the government taking over your phones. And continuing, documents reveal Holder's travel expenses exceeded $4 million in 4 years. Feds visit Michael Hastings' house day before his death. That's from our military sources. He said he was totally scared. This is a guy who'd been in heavy combat, in huge battles. They said they'd never seen a member of the press with that much courage. Yeah, because our evidence is Hastings wasn't who he appeared to be. He was probably CIA. But continuing, we're going to be looking at all of that and looking at the shame of foster care and some big developments on that front. But finishing up with the senior Secret Service agent on Obama's overseas trips, He is running for Congress. You can go to Bongino.com. Dan Bongino is here with us, a popular guest. And he was saying during the break, you know, since when did freedom get so hard to sell? Well, since the media and the establishment sold out, but I think the awakening has started again. You were getting into the whole NSA situation and who they're targeting and what they're doing. It came out in Reuters yesterday that they're giving it even to local police. But you were telling me off air, police you know around America are really starting to wake up. So putting bookends on this interview, getting into NSA spying, what does that really mean from somebody that's, you know, been on the inside of this?
Yeah, you know, I like telling stories, but analogies, because they make it real. They make it bleed for people. You know, you have to make it real and material, or else they don't feel like they're losing anything. What's going to happen is one of these days, here's a scenario I'll paint for you. You're going to be needed in an investigation against your neighbor. Now, you've done nothing wrong, okay, but your neighbor, say, is involved in what they, some terrorist act or whatever it may be, or something they need national security. They're going to come to you, they're going to knock on your door, and they're going to say, hey, here's a email you sent to your buddy Tony, whatever, 15 years ago, saying that you were going to, you know, punch some guy in the face because he wouldn't move his car out from your house. Did you know that's aggravated harassment? And by the way, if you don't tell us what we need against your neighbor, the information, then you're going down for aggravated harassment. Now, you may say, oh, that sounds crazy. Really, it sounded crazy that they would target conservative groups for their IRS, with their IRS histories as well. Folks, you give the government information, it will be abused. I am telling you, it is just a matter of time. It is not a matter of if. And one more point on this, Alex. What makes America great is you decide when the private self and the public self, where that line is, okay? You know, this liberty versus security canard is a complete red herring nonsense, okay? You decide that. In totalitarian regimes, that's decided for you. Everything's public. They encourage parents to rat out on their kids, uncles to rat out on aunts. There's nothing private.
That's everything already said. Starting here.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When they have access to your information, when you open your garage door in the morning, when I do, I know the public self begins, okay? You know, well, if you're doing nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Nonsense. We're all doing something wrong. We're human beings. We're all fallible, okay? We decide, as long as your wrongs don't infringe on the civil liberties of others, you're left alone. That's the deal we have here, right? When I open my garage door in the morning, I know the public self begins. If you keep going down this road, you're going down now. That garage door is open all the time. There is no private you, and we are just like every other totality.
Sure, sure. Exactly. We don't live in glass houses because to be free, you've got to have privacy. Plus, this NSA grid and all these hackers they've hired, they're on record that they can plant fake stuff in your digital file, or if you're running for office, use a medical issue you've got against you. They're on record already doing this. I mean, take all the governors and people they found with hookers, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, but they were sitting on all that until they wanted to burn somebody when they were exposing banking corruption. And so, again, it's going to be used selectively, and that's the word I've gotten from Congress. And it's come out the cloakroom has been bugged, is that the Justice Department is using people cheating on their wife 10 years ago, people joking around on an email saying, I want to kill my neighbor or whatever. They are using that for blackmail right now.
Right. The greatest commodity in Washington, D.C. is not the bankrupt Fed. It's not gold. It's information, folks. Information is the greatest, most valuable commodity you can have in the bubble of Washington, D.C. I promise you, you forfeit it and you give it up without a fight. I'm telling you, you're going to rue the day you failed to do something. I mean, fight back, organize,
sure.
Do what you need to do, but you better get involved or you will regret the day. I promise you.
Well, here's another analogy. We hear about these fools. Who would go on Facebook and say, I'm going to Cancun for Christmas. I'll be gone 6 days. Here's where we're staying. And the woman, you know, was, look, my husband just bought me a 10-carat diamond ring.
Right.
The thieves are waiting. They know what hotel you're at. They've already cased you. They break in your room and steal the ring. That's a real case. Let's expand. You go, I'm going to see my grandma for 2 days. Look what I got for Christmas. Again, where you live, the thieves come and break in your house. It's not that you've done something wrong. Bad people will use your lack of privacy to abuse you. There's a reason we lock our doors. There's a reason we pull our shades. There's a reason we have fences and walls. It's so that bad people have to go through something before they get to us, and they don't have intel on us, rendering us defenseless.
Right, and they come come at you from two different arguments. A lot of these so-called, you know, Republicans who support this, they come at you from the, well, it's going to make us safer argument, which is nonsense. It's garbage. Again, it's investigative laziness. And then the liberal side comes at you from, it doesn't matter, the end result's the same, but they come at you with the argument that the anointed ones, as Thomas Sowell used to call them, you know, in his book, Vision of the anointed ones should run your life, should have access to all your information, because they're just so much smarter than the stupid people like us out. Either way, it doesn't matter. The end result is the same. The personal you is never personal. It's all public. And again, that you might as well, that whatever, that flag doesn't mean to you what it means to me. If you believe my information is your information, just because you say it's so, and you've declared it constitutional, it's not. Read the document. I assure you, it's pretty clear on those portions. Your personal effects should be secure, and right now they're not. I'm not giving the key to my house to any government official for any reason whatsoever.
Well, that's the other side. Look how secretive government's getting while telling us that we shouldn't have any secrets. It is incredibly transparent. Final question. Now, folks can go to your campaign and learn more. Foot soldiers there on the ground in Maryland absolutely got to get behind this guy and the person he's running against. Just absolutely needs to be defeated. Bongino.com. Another Ron Paul in the Congress, folks. In your gut, do you think we're going to turn the tide? Because I know historically, it's only when things get really bad that people finally get out of denial. Or is the tyranny so sophisticated and has known the awakening was coming that they've already organized themselves to be able to stop us? I mean, what does your gut tell you about this fight?
You know, Alex, I'm always an optimist, and I've seen it. It's bad. It's ugly. It's ugly on both sides. But, you know, we've been through a lot, and I do believe that some divine providence has led this country to be so different. There's no reason we should be as exceptional as we are, other than the fact that there's got to be some heavenly intervention here. I think we're going to fix this. It's going to take some time. But, folks, remember, there's only power in now. You have to do something, not talk. You have to get involved. If we're just talking, that's called whining. We have to get involved. I took a huge hit to my life to do this. I'm not asking for your sympathy or your sorrow, but I'm saying do something. Talk is not enough. So please get involved. And yes, I think we are going to change it because, listen, liberty should not be such a tough sell. Certainly hasn't been for me out there on the stump. We've really changed a lot of mine.
That's right. People tend to overplan things and then rationalize. If you know it's right to stand against something, whatever it is, gut up, do it, whether it's small, medium, or large. Little things, you know, grow into big things. Commit to freedom. Commit to American liberty that made us so great, and we can go back to being a prosperous, good nation. It's time for the good men and women who've been doing nothing to stand up, and it's time for people that have been doing something to redouble their efforts, because we can clearly see where this road is going is not a good place when you turn this around. Dan, thank you so much for the time, and I can't wait for you to get into Congress.
Thanks, Alex. It was an honor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. All right, folks, there he goes. That was a good interview. It was only going to be like 20 minutes long, but I held him into this hour because he's just a great guy. You can tell he's a great guy, and you can tell that he's got a lot of courage, and they're breaking in his house, they're breaking in his business, they're breaking in his car, they're messing with his wife, and man, all I can tell you is that I really worry about that, because if I ever catch somebody physically threatening my family, it's over. And I think they know that. That's the one thing I've got to control myself with these people. I am so sick of the scum that have overrun this country. And you heard him. He said there are cliques, bipartisan, of technocrats and insiders and lobbyists and special interests that literally know what they're doing. And they want to block us from having them bankrupt the country so they can get even richer at our expense. They're putting a police state in so we can never get the country back. It is a conscious move, a conspiracy. There's thousands of charges per city a year of conspiracy to do this, conspiracy to do that. But, oh, when government does it, it doesn't exist. No, there is a globalist corporate conspiracy against common sense and against individualism and against the family. I mean, turn on television and the dramas and movies. It's all about your anti-family, anti-male, anti-liberty bull. Because the only people that are allowed to be male are the people that work for the system, and they're all super male, trying to dominate us. But then we're all supposed to just cower down here and run around in fear. Well, I'm not doing it, okay? You get a double middle finger from me to the New World Order, and I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what it comes down to. I am going down with the ship. I am not bowing to you murderers. Because let me tell you something. Bowing to them is giving consent to all their crimes. And that's why I have no fear, folks. These people are hurting innocents all over the world, and I'm sick of it being done in my name, and I am not going to be part of it. I do not need those spiritual bowling balls hanging around my neck.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Yeah, we had Ron Paul on in the first hour with just amazing info, calling the NSA liars, calling Clapper, and of course Alexander, the head of the NSA, a liar. Very, very powerful. And then we had Biggs on about how scared Hastings was before they killed him. And he'd been in heavy combat with him when they were in famous battles with hundreds of Taliban shooting at him and warthogs blasting him and helicopters and explosions right up, you know, all around him, people getting killed, and Hastings was totally calm. Hastings was scared. And, you know, I get told what Hastings said, and then I'm not allowed to say it. And it puts me in danger. I mean, it's not even the government's listening to the phones. They know what it is. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you know, you heard that former senior Secret Service agent who ran the Secret Service operations when Obama went overseas. I mean, that's senior, going up to the top of the ranks. And the stuff he saw, he had to get out of it. And you heard him saying, folks, you are so naive if you don't know this is a mafia criminal government bipartisan. You heard him on air. It is. So it's not some macho deal when I get up here on air and say, this is what's going on and I'm going all the way. It's a decision you have to make. I am not living on my knees sucking boots of a bunch of thugs. And I want to tell everybody serving the evil system something. You're going to get bit in the butt by this. These tyrannies, if you study history, 100% of the time, run wild and burn everything down politically. And it's just extremely frustrating to have all the numbers and the data and to know how all this stuff works and to just realize people hear this show and they think I'm nuts half the time. And I am a little eccentric because of all the stuff I know. It's done a lot of stuff. It's done a lot of things to me. I'm just a regular guy in person. But what I say on air is not half as bad as it really is. I mean, it's so unbelievable how evil the government is. And just the way it is chewing through everything now. And following that nightmare historical pattern that it always follows. It's travel route. And I'm just sitting here watching the travel route followed right to hell. And I see a lot of people waking up, and that's good, but you just want it to wake up faster so that we don't have to go down this road. I mean, I don't even want to cover this next story that I'm going to get to when we come back from break. But we got to do it. We're going to do it. Because it makes me think about all the other innocents that are crying out for help right now, crying out to God for help. And God tries to move the hearts of men and women to go do the right thing to protect these people. We are the hand of God, ladies and gentlemen, on this earth. We take the right direction, God will give us providence, but we are the hand of God. God's hand works through us, and that's why we're in so much evil, is because we are evil. I am evil. I have not done enough. So that's why when I hear about new evil and stuff, I feel like I've done it. I feel like I haven't done enough. I feel like, you know, when my instinct is to go even further against these people, and am I being a coward and am I rationalizing to myself about, you know, how I prosecute this war against the enemy? And the fact that I'm human and joke around and goof off and stuff, because I work too much and I can be a screwball. But you can't expect somebody who's been doing this 18 years to not have some idiosyncratic tics. I mean, I just, it's like that Gnarls Barkley song. Maybe we can come back from break with it. Yeah, I was crazy, not because I didn't know enough. It was because I knew too much. Briefly, before I end this segment and come back, we are listener-supported. By you spreading the word about the show, you name it. But also InfoWarsHealth.com has the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 discounted. You can also get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com with the auto ship. It's time to be a distributor for $10 and get discounts as well, or just buy right off the shopping cart. InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase there makes the whole broadcast and what we do here possible. InfoWarsHealth.com. And the toll-free number is also up there on the site, 888-789-9277. You can go to the site and get the number and call as well. And they've got the new, it's just the liquid form into powder, but expanded, Beyond Osteo FX for your joints and things. The best out there. A lot of NFL players use it and rave about it. We're going to have one of them in studio next week, or maybe even Friday. But the point is that a very famous NFL player. Just wait till you see who's going to be here. But InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase helps you and your family's health and the transmission. InfoWarsHealth.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back 7 o'clock weeknights with InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have the mirror of InfoWars.com. It's not really the mirror. It has a lot of original news on it, but a lot of the same. There's a lot of stuff that goes on Prison Planet that for some reason doesn't end up on InfoWars. So be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.com as well. I put a video out last night titled, Texas Town Kills Two-Year-Old Toddler Because Parents Smoked Pot. And if you watch the video, it's very, very clear. And I even made some notes this morning about what I wanted to say about this subject specifically. Who took the child away? The state. Who paid for the care of the child? The state. Who inspected the children in the home? The state. Who wouldn't give information to the father when he said she was being beat up and hurt? The state. Why was the two-year-old baby who'd never been to the hospital, never had been a doctor's visit to be sick? Who took the little girl away from the father and mother? The state, because someone had smelled marijuana before, and so they went and visited the rest of the family, and reportedly the sister said, yeah, my brother smokes pot. And then the state came and said, oh, just give us the child, sign these papers, we'll give her back to you. Months later, that didn't happen. The poor father and mother still thought they were going to get her back. You don't get blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies back, folks. They can get a half mil for them. It's a hellish sentence for them. A lot of times they end up going to at least to a nice family, but you better hope they get out of the foster care while they're lining that up. See, first they have to terminate the parental rights. And so the parents are fighting to get their kid back. It might take a year till they're permanently gotten rid of, the names changed or whatever, or manipulated, the Social Security numbers, and then the child goes on to the next family in another state. And while they're warehoused, ladies and gentlemen, they die. And we have Justice Department's own numbers. You are seven times, even Time Magazine of all places has admitted this, more likely to get hurt or killed or abused in foster care than any other place. Does that mean there aren't some nice foster parents somewhere out there? Yes, there are. But by and large, and I cleaned carpets for a summer, and so I learned, what are these places? These are foster homes. It'd be a regular house, just like you see in a neighborhood, but there'd be 10 kids in it, living on dirty mattresses, look like they're starving to death with some fat pedophile type pothead wandering around. I just say that because they'd always seem to smell of marijuana. And you could tell these kids were not in a good place. They'd always look freaked out. There'd be cat piss all over the place. And that's why I had to quit. Being a carpet cleaner was almost like being an ambulance driver for folks I've talked to. I don't like going in trashy people's houses with their fleas, seeing their beat-up kids, you name it. I mean, it must be horrible to be a police officer to see this stuff. I don't want to go in people's houses. It was disgusting. So I love going to nice, fancy houses where you just move the furniture and clean it. A lot of times you'd go to a house where, you know, some dog had died, locked up for a month, and they were trying to sell it, and they weren't going to jerk the carpet out. You'd have to clean it. See, I'm having flashbacks to that. But let's go to the Daily Mail article that came out after our article yesterday, but it got more of the photos. Let's look at this poor little victim. Two-year-old Alexandria Hill died on Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2 days after she was admitted to the hospital in Texas, north of Austin, in Round Rock, suffering a serious brain injury. And she'd come for her once-a-week visit with her family with mildew on her, black eyes, hair falling out, beat up, begging to be with them. And, boy, let's look at the troll below that for TV viewers who's been charged with bashing her brains in. Sherry Small. Man, I tell you, that's exactly what I said. The men looked like that. The women looked like that. The foster parents. What I saw was bad. And these little kids needed love. They could tell if you were a nice person. They'd come over and try to talk to you. God, I've just seen it all. And let me explain something. If you're a good family and the neighbor lies and they come and there's dog hair on the floor, your kids are gone. If your child falls off a jungle gym at school and there's witnesses, your kids are gone. If your child falls and busts their tooth out in the parking lot, your child is gone in many cases. And there are real social services out there for old people that I know that do good jobs. They're trying to change that with the death panels and stuff now. There are good. There are some good overall family people. But the CPS itself has about a 50% turnover rate each year because people get into it for the right reasons and find out how evil it is and get out. It is a federal mandate to get more kids consecutively since Clinton got the legislation passed in the mid-90s. They grab over 1,100,000 children a year in this country, and hundreds and hundreds of thousands get taken away. And I've seen it. If you're in a crack den with flies and feces all over you, they're not taking you. If you've got black hair and green eyes, you could be a brain surgeon doctor. They're going to take your kid. Raven hair, green eyes, they're people pay millions for that. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed is the main target, half a mil. Okay? I mean, babies from China are hundreds of thousands. Babies from South Korea are hundreds of thousands. I know. My sister's adopted from Korea. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and the whole point here is this is a bigger business than drugs. And DynCorp, that's on record running child kidnapping rings all over the world, is the biggest CPS provider in Texas with their contractors. We haven't even looked at that yet, who she was contracted by. We know the front group, you know, the local group up there. So the worst place for children is in these people's hands. Let's get that straight. Now, before I play this report from tomorrow night, I want to explain something, folks. If somebody's mainlining heroin, the parents are better in almost every case statistically than in the hands of the CPS. So the police, the judges, they all know it's a racket, and they all know this, okay? And they always use the crisis to get more funds and more CPS workers to grab more kids. FEMA screws up in Katrina, they get more funds. They screwed up on purpose. I talked to the head sheriff's people involved. They were told to stand down. FEMA came and cut the lines. They wanted that to be a screw-up. See, in America and under the globalist system, you screw up, you get more funds. They're all over the news raising money for CPS and saying tattle on more parents over this dead girl. They use everything they do to take more of our rights. And again, we've gone and gotten the affidavit and gone over all of it. Investigation started with a report of marijuana. Then it turned into the child being taken. People don't know when you go to have a baby, and let's say you smoked one hit of marijuana a month before, they're going to test it in your blood a lot of times falsely, and they're going to take your kid. I'll be in restaurants. I'll be at Barton Springs. This happens like every month now. And I have people going, yeah, they took my neighbor's kid because they tested her blood and didn't tell her, and they found marijuana. I mean, give me a break, folks. Marijuana is nothing compared to alcohol. I don't even smoke marijuana, okay? I have smoked it before. I don't particularly like it. The point is I've looked at the medical info. This is the persecution. You got over 100 million Americans that smoke marijuana on average once a week. Do they all deserve to have their kids taken? Because I'll tell you what really makes me sick. On the YouTube, and let's actually go to the YouTube page if we can, or I can go to it, of this video report I followed from the news last night that then got posted to YouTube, that needs to go viral. I'm going to send this back out on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. It's got 863 likes, 20 dislikes. So people, the vast majority understand what happened. But there are trolls in there that I track back that appear to work for the state of Texas and Williamson County, because I did profile searches under their names, under their handles. They're in there going, good, take all the potheads, kids. They deserve it. Hey, listen, you may have this culture of hating potheads because it's like the demonized group you get to abuse and feed on. They're a good nonviolent group to put in your slave camps to build wedges and stuff. I get that. And I get how corrupt Williamson County is. But this is a dead two-year-old little girl who was tortured pretty hardcore for months before she finally mercifully had her brains bashed out. And we're going to go ahead and show people an image of her on life support. Well, they turned her off, you know, with the respirator. You people are sick. And Williamson County, with a lot of famous cases, is known nationwide as a really evil place. And they've told me years ago, if they ever catch me in the town, it's over for me. What, you think I'm scared? Go ahead and kill me. I'm not like you. I'm not a cowardly piece of crap. This man right here, Texas Monthly, Michael Morton. I've been covering this case for a decade before it was a big national case. They're making a big movie out of it. He was wrongly convicted in 87, and it turned out the prosecutors knew he was innocent. A father, no criminal record, wife brutally tortured, murder. They found the bloody bandana of the known serial killer, and it turned out they even knew once the guy was in prison, he'd admitted he did it, and tried to keep this man in jail. They wanted to put him in jail because he was a good guy. And now they're getting ready to indict. That was in the news. That's in my stack. Michael Morton, prosecutor, will face criminal charges for withholding evidence. Boom. There you go. By the way, the judge that did all this is still up there right now. And this is going on all over the country. But let me tell you, Williamson County is like a satanic boss hog area. You got a bunch of naive snowbirds and people there. And then you got a wicked government, folks. So I recommend you no one go there or get near it. It's literally Mordor to the north. And Austin's got problems. But I mean, let me tell you something. Cops, you took a little girl. I don't care how much flack you throw up. Oh, and the CPS is like, well, they asked for our help. What, once you came and said, we're going to help you sign these forms, and then they took the girl? They always try that psyop, too, dealing with these liars. Let's go to my little report on this. And we're all to blame, not just the people in Williamson County, all of us, for letting this evil go on. That is the Child Protective racket. Let's go to the video. Imagine you're a happy family living in Central Texas in a suburb of Austin, Round Rock. And one night you decide to smoke some marijuana after your two-year-old daughter's gone to bed while you watch a movie. Something over 100 million Americans are estimated to do every single week. A good secret police neighbor smells the marijuana, calls the police, and they come with the CPS and take your two-year-old happy daughter, who'd never been in the hospital and never been sick and never been beaten up. You go for weekly visits with your daughter, and she's dirty. She's confused. She has black eyes, bruises. Mold is growing on her body and her clothing. You go to the state and say, she's being abused. Help her. And they laugh at you. And a month later, you get the call. She's on life support. Her head has been caved in. 2 days later, they take her off life support, and she dies. Another victim of this tyrannical government that we have that is incentivizing the states to seize as many children as they can. Over a million of them a year. The Justice Department's own numbers show the horrific facts. The most dangerous place a child can be is in state custody. Little Alexandria Hill, or Alex as she was known, will never get to grow up and be part of the spelling bee at school or the swim team or softball. She'll never get to go to college and meet the man of her dreams and have her own children and grandchildren. She's dead. Another casualty of this sick society we have that has the largest prison population in the world. Every authoritarian state throughout history has been obsessed with attacking the family and seizing children from their parents. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China. But they never did it on the scale that we see here in the United States. And every day I see cases in Texas alone where people's children are taken for the most petty of reasons and end up dead, raped, tortured, killed, their heads caved in. The children disappear routinely and end up overseas in snuff films and pornography. Our children are one of the favored commodities of the criminals that run our government. And the people that are in control of Williamson County, Texas, are famous for their abuse of the innocent and famous for their abuse of children that they've kidnapped from their parents. And I want to say something to the child predators in the police department in Williamson County and other areas in the United States. When we take America back, and we will, you will be tried for your crimes against humanity. You want to now charge one of the foster parents for supposedly caving this little girl's head in? You are just as guilty knowing how hellish those facilities and those homes are where they warehouse kids for money. You know statistically there are more pedophiles and more abusers who literally torture those children within inches of their life and that the state covers it up because it's part of a sick racket. And you need to know that it's all on your head, just like all the other cases in Williamson County where they've known people were innocent and known who killed people's wives and children and done nothing to prosecute the real criminals and gone after innocent people. You will be charged for that crime as well. And those charges are now forthcoming. And you will be brought to justice in Williamson County and everywhere else for the crimes you've committed. Your tyranny can go on for a long time, but sooner or later, God is going to cut you down. You shouldn't fear Alex Jones. You shouldn't even fear the American people. You should fear God because God is real and God is the law. You will be held in judgment for what you've done. All of you, the judges, the police, you are all accomplices in aiding and abetting the torturous death of children in Williamson County and across the United States, and places like North Korea, where they take families, children as well, for collectivization into the state. For those of you who have only been passively involved in the industry that is the abuse of children at the hands of the state in this country. There's still time for you to admit the facts and go public and speak out against this evil and turn the tide. I will forgive you. The parents of the abused and dead children will forgive you. And most importantly, the creator of the universe will forgive you. And yes, even little Alexandria Hill, who is beyond your wicked grasp, will forgive you as well. Join humanity and let us stop the modern slave trade in children that is taking place in this country. And finally, all of you out there watching, there are children being kidnapped for the pettiest of reasons in your town and in your city. Become an advocate for those families. Volunteer to expose the incredible miscarriage of justice where a Stasi spy neighbor smells marijuana and a month and a half later a little girl's head is bashed in. Did that family deserve to have their daughter killed in state custody because they smoked pot? Is that really land of the free, home of the brave? Or is it really a system designed to capture nonviolent, non-criminal people in a parasitic system? I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com. All right. We're going to go to break and come back with some breaking news on mass Obama protests.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All right. You know, the first I heard of this, and the story's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Texas-wide, united we stand. That's just the Texas chapter. Chris Alanese, again today, driving, and one of the producers of the radio show, and just said there's these big banners of people all over the highways, 183, I-35. We can roll for TV viewers some of that B-roll of what our reporters just went out and shot, and now we've got reports coming in of 1,700 people on the overpasses in places like Los Angeles, again, just people all over the country going out there, you know, nonpartisan, saying Obama, the NSA, has been violating our rights, and that the American people are going to stand up against this. Very, very exciting. And again, when Alan saw it, he saw big crowds out. The particular one we went and found only had a few folks out there that were basically protesting against it. But we're going to get compiled from all over the country for the nightly news tonight, the fact that this is happening. And one person holding up banners on an overpass will reach thousands of people, potentially. And then when the news covers it all over the nation, it will be the idea of a nationwide movement. And the media is starting to pick up on it with signs like, "Don't spy on us," and, you know, "Impeach Obama over Benghazi." And I just saw Gigi in the hall. She said they've got the report coming up tonight, 1,700 in Los Angeles. And again, these are all over the city of Austin. What we're showing you is just spontaneous groups from the Internet going out there and saying impeach Obama. And people could say, well, why are you making it all about Obama? Because he's the front guy for the whole agenda, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can punish him, all the other rats and criminals that are under him will start running. But they're emboldened right now. They're like, we'll take your kids for no reason if we want. We'll give you forced inoculations if we want. We'll set up internal checkpoints if we want. We'll, you know, just on and on and on and on. We'll give $85 billion a month to foreign banks and tell Congress they can't find out. And we'll put the military under NATO command. And we'll, down the line, they're getting away with all of it. We've got to start pushing back. That's why they tried free speech zones and intimidation and all this. The answer to that is go out and protest more. And it's time for libertarians, conservatives, real peace activists, real liberals, who aren't authoritarian communists calling themselves the left, to go out and demonstrate against this. Yeah, there it is. Over 200 impeach Obama overpass rallies scheduled. And that was, this is just kicking off. They're going to do more tomorrow. And look, you can do it on your own website. You can go organize your own protest. Get on Facebook, get on Twitter. People are angry and say, who knows? We didn't even send reporters down to the Texas Capitol. 4:30 today at the Texas Capitol. It's now been spontaneously announced. Where is that going to be? Okay. Oh, at the overpasses again, everywhere in Austin, they're going to be doing it. Okay. I think the Capitol is important, too. And call the press. Let them know you're out there. That's how you hijack the media, ladies and gentlemen. And will this save the world? No, but resistance will. This will start the ball rolling that we're not going to go along with this, and we're going to use the Internet as a system to force the corporate state-run media to understand that we're fully aware of what they are up to and of what they are doing. This is historical. Again, I want to encourage everybody out there to also support platforms like this. It is one of the biggest and most important liberty platforms out there. If you're not a prisonplanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, nightly news subscriber to see the news, live, the films, all the specials, please become a member today. It helps fund our operation, but more importantly, you get 11 memberships. 11 people can use your username and passcode simultaneously. So you can share it with friends and family. And if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, tell folks to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock, for the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll have more on this whole Obama situation. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a subscriber today or share your subscription today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off.
off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.